7-4-6-3.
Well, good morning to you, Roger. How's your morning going?
Good so far. I'm going to head out for my walk in about 15, 20 minutes, and then on with the rest of the day. What do you got, a doctor's appointment in town?
Actually, yeah, down in Ashland, I got to go see my doctor. So it's a little bit of a drive, but pretty foggy out here this morning.
Yeah, the sun's about ready to come up. Maybe it'll clear. You in the Charger? Or the, you know, either car?
Negatory. Got the big boy, the Hummer, out this morning, taking it for a nice little cruise.
You got the wifey with you?
Negative on that. She's home. She's still nursing her arm.
Well, I hope you get some treatment that makes you feel better.
Yeah, this is just an annual visit that I do every year with my doctor down there for my rheumatologist for my arthritis and stuff.
Well, good for you then. Just got to stay on top of things, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting better, but it's a slow journey, and unfortunately, I had to put my dog down the other day, Red. He just got so bad, I couldn't handle it no more, and he was suffering, so we had to put him down. That was hard.
Yeah, that's tough. That's, you know, sad thing with animals.
Ain't firm on that, I'll tell you. Well, Roger, hope you're getting everything going on that tower. I know you can't work on it all the time and got other things going on the property. I did a couple burn things yesterday and got that done, so just taking it easy on myself. But hopefully you do the same thing, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try and make the luncheon next Tuesday.
Awesome. Love to have you, man. That'd be great, Roger. So, super. Look forward to that.
Yeah, you're coming in really good today. You on the handy talkie, or do you have any tone there?
No, I'm on a handy talkie with an internal antenna, so I try to keep it simple for the Hummer. Cause I was trying to sell it, so I gutted it, you know?
Well, it's working really well. I don't think you'll get anything from Ashland, but you're working good. Sounds good now.
Yeah, you're booming in here. I mean, no static at all. It sounds like you're sitting right next to me. All right, Roger, at that note, I'll let you go. You have an awesome day. Maybe I'll give you a little contact on the way back through. So have a good morning, Roger. Enjoy your walk. WRMS 439er, mobile 199, GP.
WRKJ 746.
I hear you say you have a Hummer.
Negative. That's 439er. He's on the road now, heading to Ashland.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was picking up on the end of that, and I got your numbers crossed. Is 439er still listening?
A firm on that. Go for it.
Is that a H1? I don't know if I've asked you this before or if it was somebody else. Is that a H1 or a different model Hummer that you have?
No, I've had a couple Humvees, the H1. This is an H2 that's been converted to a 6.6 Duramax diesel.
Oh, okay. Cool. We acquired a Humvee, so a military I guess it's closer related to the H1. And, yeah, this is kind of an adventure.
Did you get an H1 Humvee?
Correct. It's a military issue. So we purchased it and got to get it, you know, roadworthy, I guess, so to speak. So it's kind of a funky thing. And when I heard somebody say Hummer, I know sometimes people call them Hummer, sometimes Humvees. My understanding is the Humvee is the military version and the Hummer is the civilian version. But I know people refer.
Yeah, well, the Humvee is the military, and even so, the Humvee they make for civilians, they still call it the Humvee. And, they're 100% military. And one thing, I've had a couple of the military ones also, and, you know, they're kind of tough to work on because they're all, you know, waterproof, and they got the 24-volt system in it, which should change over to the 12-volt, but it's a big alternator and everything. They're cool rigs, but, yeah. Good luck with it. If you need any hand or any suggestions, you know, I've been a mechanic for 50-some years, and I know these trucks inside and out. So if you get a little snag, I'm up here in CJ. You can always give me a shout-out.
Okay, 439. Okay, maybe we've talked about this before. I thought it might have been 331. The gentleman does the morning traffic, but I maybe brain farted on that. Sorry about that. Yeah, so many questions.
Yeah, 331 Dave, he's a pretty cool dude. He's got his fingers into a lot of other different stuff also. But anyway, I'm going to keep my eyes on the road here. Good chatting with you. You have an awesome day, and catch you later on. So this is WRMS 439er Mobile.
Chatting with you, 439er. Yeah, look forward to chatting again sometime. Car talk. Keep your eyes on the road. And WSGP 983, clear.